What's occurring?
Right, so it's Oh What's Occurring at the moment. It's 4-1 to Chappers. You're storming through. I've got three situations, once again, that we've recorded. You've got to tell me what happens next. Mm. And please, play along at home. Let me know how you've done on 81199. Let me know how many you got right today. Let's hear situation number one.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, the first one today is called Dave Pearce's Dogging Challenge. Now, you know Dave Pearce.
Yeah. Yes.
Does dance anthems on Radio 1, but also has a real love of dogs. He loves them. So here's what's happened. We played Dave 5 clips of dogs.
How on earth did you persuade him to do this?
Because he loves dogs, presumably.
Yeah. He's up for a laugh, Dave.
Yeah.
How many breeds do you think Dave could correctly identify just from the noises they make? What do you think? Becky?
One.
Chappers?
For Dave's dogging challenge, I'm going to go none.
You say none?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Dave Pearce's dogging challenge.
Hello, Scott Mills. It's Dave Pearce. Thank you so much for having me on your doggy feature on your lovely show. And so here goes. I don't know if I'm any good at this, but I'll give it a go. Down boy, down boy. That sounds quite fierce and scary. So we reckon it might be Westwood's Alsatian, possibly something like that.
Wrong, Dave. It was a Doberman, of course.
Why is he saying down boy to a sound effect?
I don't know.
And also, did you ask him which presenter he thought the breed belonged to as
no,
well?
No, he just did that himself.
Oh, right, okay.
I like it that he's trying to name the owner as well.
Yeah.
Do you think he walks the dog with Westwood?
Maybe the two of them do, yeah.
Right, none right so far. Here's number two.
Now, that one's just noisy and annoying. That would get right on your nerves. So, Chris Moyle's Bull Terrier, maybe?
No, Dave, wrong again. That was an Alsatian. Then.
Oh.
Chris Moyle's is...
He's going to put a presenter to each dog, isn't he?
Yep.
I can see where this is going.
Number three.
Like the heavy breathing. Is it Animax Labrador?
No, Dave. That was an actual King Charles Spaniel. So none right so far.
I number feel really uncomfortable after that one.
Number four.
Well, that's either Chappers on the toilet or it's a Jack Russell. I'm not sure which... Yeah, I think it's actually Chappers.
No, wrong again. He's not good at this, is he? He's not paying attention when he's walking the dog, is he?
He isn't, really.
No.
And I thought he would, because he does it so often.
That was a fox terrier, Dave. Last one.
And dog number five. Let it out, please. I reckon that's your poodle, Scott. Am I right or am I right?
No, you're wrong. It was a beagle. So Dave Pearce got none right on Dave's dogging challenge, which means that at the moment the score is Chappers 1, Becky 0.
I'm surprised, really.
Thanks for doing that, Dave. I don't know why you did, but thanks.
Oh, what's occurring?
1-0 to Chappers. Next one. You know Basil Brush?
You're not getting Dave Pearce involved in this one as well, are you?
No. What's Basil Brush's catchphrase?
Boom, boom.
Well, you say that. Is it, though?
Right.
Does Basil Brush really say it as much as you think he does?
Yeah.
Here's my question. How many times did Basil Brush say, ha, 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 boom, boom, on his show this weekend?
I'm going to go 8.
You're saying 8. Becky?
7.
7.
What? You're playing tactical now.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Basil.
Boom and boom and boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
So it was seven, which means yes. One all. Becky won, Chappers
won. She got
that
spot on, did she?
Yeah, seven.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh! What's occurring?
What are you implying?
One all. Nothing. Was Basil using the same laughter track as they used after your joke on Sunday Night Project?
Did sound similar. Right, last one. You know David Hasselhoff? Yes. He was here last week. He's not only an amazing actor, he's also, as we all know, well, maybe you don't know, I'm here to tell you, he's an amazing singer as well. But do you think the Hoff pays attention to song lyrics? We've played the Hoff three really famous songs, but then we've stopped them. Do you think he's going to be able to carry on singing the song with the correct words? How many would he get right out of three? Becky.
Two.
Chappers.
None.
Okay.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the Hoff with number one.
If you're happy and you know it, stomp your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, if you know the song, don't blow it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
No.
That's a no, that one,
isn't
it?
That's a definite no.
He kept singing, though. I didn't know you said they were classics.
Well, yeah. Okay. That's a classic.
Okay.
You're saying that isn't a classic?
Grace Kelly? Mm. Anyway, so that's one wrong. Number two, please, Hoff. I'm looking forward to
it. Oh, my God.
Come on, Eileen, I don't like green. Come on, Eileen, you're the best I've ever seen. Come on, Eileen, why do you wear green?
No.
He's just trying to make it rhyme.
Yeah.
And it's not working.
So, still none, but there's one more.
Do you know, what is it for that? Do you know?
What?
That last one.
Come on, Eileen. La, 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 la. No, no idea. Where, something about wearing green?
Best I've ever seen.
Best I've ever seen. Okay, right. Last one.
And I'm so little bad that my hand goes down my pants and I'm bad and my hand goes here and my hand goes there and I don't wear any underwear, I'm bad.
Is that right? I don't remember that. I don't remember it going like that. Can I hear that again, please?
And I'm so little bad that my hand goes down my pants and I'm bad and my hand goes here and my hand goes there and I don't wear any underwear, I'm bad.
I don't think that's what Michael Jackson sang.
I think the Hoff's got issues.
So, today, because he got none right, final scores are Chappers 2, Becky yes. 1. Chappers, once again, you're the winner. Well done.
Either got it or you
oh.
haven't.
What's occurring?
Let me know how you got on. It's 8:24 on Radio 1.